Welcome and happy Children's Day. How many children do we have here? All right. Let's begin with 709, number 709 on your red hymnal. Praise Him, all you little children. Mr. Tom Allen, if you'd like to open prayer, please.
Father, thank you again for this beautiful day, a day where we can come and sing songs and hymns of praise to you, a day where we remember what the Lord Jesus Christ has accomplished for us at Calvary. Father, we just pray that everyone here would have that knowledge within themselves, they would understand what it means to be a sinner in need of a Savior, have a Savior and eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for the visit we have from our brother Paul Booker today. We pray for him as he presents your word and thoughts that you have given him to the children and the adults as well. We want to commit our time to you here this morning. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. So that we don't forget, anyone have a birthday? Or had a birthday this past week? There we go. We'll sing happy birthday. Mr. Dan Stifler to come up and do the announcements, and then Mr. Allen also has an announcement.
Again, welcome to a good crowd here this morning. If you weren't with us yesterday, just to recap, we had an excellent day. The weather for the picnic was tremendous. We had good food, and Raymond and Lowe's would like to thank everybody that helped out with the food committee in any way that they did, food supplying it. And then we had good activities throughout the day and a good message as well on salvation. So if you missed it, I trust you'll come again next year and put that on your calendar. Brother Booker is going to, as you've heard, is going to be here this morning. It's going to be a general Sunday school. And then tonight will be our last evening service. And he'll also be having that. And then on Thursday, Brother Sam Kearns will be with us. He's involved with Everyday Publication, which likes to take and make books that they can send out to missionaries at cheap prices. So that's a great work. Tom?
What day is today?
What does that mean? Oh! It means I get goodies, right? Means you can become a child of God. Thank you, Uncle Dave. It also means that we have something that's in here for all the children, a little gift for each one of you. And if you'll just see me after the meeting today in the back there, as you're coming out, I have something for you. I have two things for each one of you, okay? Happy Children's Day.
Okay, we have a few special numbers this morning, so I'd like to ask Ms. Michaela Reed to come up. Very good. Thank you, Michaela. Now the men are going to have two songs for the children. And men, you need to receive your final instructions. So if you could please come up while we sing a chorus. All right, while they're getting their instructions, kids, we're going to sing a couple choruses here. You remember these, right? Right, have it this way.
Stop, let me tell you what the Lord has done for me.
Go. Hopefully the men are ready now. That wasn't the special number, by the way. Thank you. All right, thank you, man. Let's do one way.
One way, God said, to get to heaven, Jesus is the only way. One way to be comforted, Jesus is the only way. No other way, no other way, no other way to go.
Good. Let's see. How about deep and wide?
Deep and wide. Deep and wide. Slowly deep and wide. Deep and wide. Deep and wide. Deep and wide. Slowly deep and wide.
All right, how about we take out wide? All right, don't say wide. Here we go.
Deep and, deep and, there's a fountain flowing deep and, deep and, deep and, there's a fountain flowing deep and.
All right, there's no fooling you guys. See, you bring your fishing poles, we're going to do fish as a man. Forget the second verse. Hear Christ calling. Here we go.
Hear Christ calling. Come on to me. Come on to me. Come on to me. Hear Christ calling. Come on to me.
Bible. Good. Number 29 in your hymn books. Number 29. This is my Father's room.
Thank you.
good. Thank you, Andrew, for playing. That'll be all our singing. And I'll turn the remaining of time now to Mr. Paul Booker.
Well, good morning. Did everybody have a good time at the picnic yesterday? Good. Good. Well, I brought a friend with me today. Almost had trouble getting them across the border, but we got here. Once you hear him, you probably know why. But anyway, his name is Randy, and I'm going to get Randy. This is not Randy. That's just a little help. But anyway, we're going to get Randy, and we're going to see what happens. Are you ready, Randy? Hi, gang. Boy, are they asleep or what? Hi, gang. Well, that's a little better. Okay, you know, it's good to be here again. Say, have you been studying your Bible lately? Ah, why should I? There's nothing in there except a bunch of do's and don'ts. Well, you're wrong about that, Randy. There are many things in the Bible, and there are many interesting and exciting stories. Yeah? Okay, let's tell one. All right, that's a good idea. What story shall we tell them? I know. Let's tell them about the story of David and Goliath. Don't you think they've heard that story before? Not the way we tell it. Oh, okay. Let's tell them the story of David and Goliath. It's found in the Bible in 1 Samuel chapter 17.
Hey, can I be David in the story?
You be David?
Sure. Let me say the parts of David in the story.
Why? Why would you want to do that?
Well, David was a little boy, wasn't he?
Well, he was a young boy, probably in his teens, but not necessarily a little boy.
Yeah, but I want to be David.
Are you sure you can fill the part of David?
Sure. I'm like David.
You? Like David?
Well, he was a boy, wasn't he? He was young and smart and handsome and courageous and tough, just like me.
But David was humble.
Yeah, just like me.
Well, I'm not so sure about that. But I suppose you can be David in the story.
Okay, let's tell a story.
This story is true, and it happened a long, long time ago.
A.C. or D.C.?
Don't you mean B.C. or A.D.?
Do I?
I think so. You see, A.C. and D.C. are forms of electricity.
Oh, yeah. Well, that makes them current, right?
Tell me what B.C. means.
Oh, that means British Columbia.
No, not in this case. It means before Christ.
Oh.
And do you know what A.D. means?
Yeah, after the devil.
No, it means after Christ's death. Anyway, let's get on with the story.
It took place in the country of Israel a long time ago, about 1,000 years before Christ was born. David was a shepherd boy, and when the story starts, he was what? He was a shepherd. You mean he was a dog? A shepherd is a dog, isn't it? Well, yes, a shepherd is a dog, but David was a sheep herder. A sheep herder? How far could he throw a sheep? No, a sheep herder, not a sheep hurler. Anyway, one day, his father sent him on an errand. Yeah, doing what? Well, his dad wanted him to bring some food to his brothers who were in the army fighting the Philistines. Hamburgers? No, they didn't have any hamburgers. Okay, I'll go down to McDonald's and get some. Randy, they didn't have any McDonald's. He was going to bring them some bread and cheese. Oh, okay. So I packed my duffel bag and got on my motorcycle and... Wait a minute. David didn't have a motorcycle. Sure he did. I'm sorry, but David did not have a motorcycle. But the Bible says his triumph was heard throughout the land. No, Randy, that's not what it means. Come on now, he didn't have a motorcycle. Oh, okay, well then I'll get on my bike and go out there. David didn't have a bicycle either. What was he, a poor kid or something? Didn't have a bicycle? No, he wasn't poor. Nobody had bicycles back then. They had not been invented yet. So how am I supposed to get out there? Well, you're going to walk. Walk? How far was it? Well, probably about 15 or 20 miles. Remember, David was a shepherd boy. He walked all the time. He didn't think much about walking where he wanted to go.
Yeah, well, I don't think much of it either.
Anyway, he walked to where the war was going on. But when he got there, there was no fighting.
Yeah, they were on a coffee break.
No, the Philistines were camped on one side, and they were the enemies of the Israelites, and they wanted to capture them and make them slaves. That reminds me that Satan wants to conquer each one of us and make us his slave. The Bible tells us that when we sin or disobey God, we are actually slaves of Satan. It means that we are going to die, and even now are as good as spiritually dead. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Every one of us are sinners. And yesterday at the picnic, we talked about that verse in Romans 6:23 that says, "For the wages or the results of sin is death." Well, while David watched, he heard a giant. He heard a great shout from the Philistine army.
Yeah, somebody probably dropped a sword on his foot.
No, a big man stepped out in front of the Philistine army.
Yeah, how big was he?
Well, the Bible indicates that he was 9.5 to 10 feet tall.
Wow, that's big.
Yeah, well,
really big.
Well, anyway, the man's name was Goliath. And Goliath stepped out and in front of the Philistine army, and he started yelling across the field to the Israelites.
Yeah, I know what he said.
Okay, what did he say?
He said, "Fee, fi, fo, fight, I smell the blood of an Israelite."
No, he didn't say that.
Well, it's in the story.
It's not in this story.
Well, the one about Jack and the beanstalk.
Yeah, well, this wasn't Jack. This was David. Goliath stepped out in front of the army and yelled, I am the greatest. Hey, I thought that was Muhammad Ali.
No. Well, he might have said it, but Goliath said it first. He said, I am the greatest in the Philistine army. I challenge anyone from the Israelite army to fight me. Just the two of us. And whoever wins, wins for the whole army.
Then the rest of the army can go home?
Yeah, they could. But no one would fight him. He had been doing this every day. And no one would fight him.
Yeah, he was big.
Well, he was big, and the Israelites feared him.
You mean they were chicken?
Well, they were afraid.
They were chicken. The whole army was chicken.
Well, be kind to them now, because he was a big man.
He was big. And they were all chickens. A whole army, an army of chickens.
Yeah. Well, David spent some time talking to his brothers and other soldiers. Then King Saul heard about him and sent for him to come to his tent.
Uh-oh, somebody squealed on me.
I don't know, but somehow the king heard that he was there and wanted to see him. David told the king, if everyone else is afraid to fight Goliath, I'll go and fight him.
If you guys are all chicken, I'll go. What did you say?
If you are afraid, then I will go and fight him.
Say that again.
I'll go and fight him.
Okay, you go and fight him and we'll all watch. This ought to be interesting.
Well, I'm not going to fight him. You are.
Boy, David was either very courageous or he was a dummy. Fighting a giant by his own self?
Well, King Saul was amazed and told David he didn't think David could do it since he was so young. David then told the king about what happened when he was looking after his father's sheep.
Yeah, I killed a lion and a bear with my bare hands, and I can kill this giant in the same way, since he has defied the armies of the living God.
Well, he believed that God would help him, and so David went down to the stream
and got a drink.
No, he didn't get a drink.
He took a swim.
No, he didn't take a swim.
He took a bath?
No, he didn't take a bath.
Well, what did he do then?
Well, he picked up 5 smooth stones.
He did what?
He picked up some stones.
Wait a minute. You don't think I'm going to throw stones at that giant, do you? You're out of your mind. He's big.
No, of course you aren't going to throw stones.
You bet your life I'm not going to throw stones at him. He's big.
You aren't going to throw stones because you have a sling.
What?
You have a sling.
Oh, get this guy. First he wants me to throw stones at the giant, and now he's got my arm in a sling.
No, your arm's not in a sling.
They don't put slings on legs, do they?
No. The sling you have is a weapon. It was a strap of leather that had a pouch for a stone. You would swing it around your head and then
zing. That's all the weapon he has?
Right.
No wonder the giant laughed.
Well, that's right. And as David got closer, the giant started getting angry. And he cursed David.
Uh-oh, I think I'll go home now.
You can't do that. David wanted to save his people from being slaves to the enemy. And he was the only one who could do it. That reminds us that the Lord Jesus Christ wants to save us from the slavery of sin. And he is the only one who can do that.
Wow, this is getting exciting now. As David was running toward the giant, he grabbed a stone from his bag and loaded it in his sling. Then, when he was a short distance from Goliath, he let go one end of the sling, and the stone went sailing through the air. God directed it so that it hit Goliath under the helmet, right in the middle of the forehead. The Bible actually says that it went into his head, right through the bone.
Yeah, I'll bet nothing like that ever entered his head before.
Well, after that, the giant went down. What was that?
Sound effect. He's falling down. Ooh.
Okay. How long does it take to fall down?
A long time. He's big. Ooh. Thump. Okay, he's down.
Is he dead?
No, it's just stone.
Well, anyway, David grabbed Goliath's own sword and cut off his head.
Yuck.
David put himself in danger to save his people, and many of them thanked him for what he did. But the Lord Jesus Christ actually died on the cross so that we could avoid being a slave to Satan. He then rose from the dead and is still alive today and lives in heaven. We need to repent of our sin, to realize that we are sinners and that God hates our sin. We then need to thank Him for dying for us and accept as being our only hope the fact that He can forgive our sins that He offers us. He is the only one that can do that. And then as the Holy Spirit, He comes to live and comes into our lives to live inside of us. Remember that Hebrews 2:14 says that Jesus, through death, destroyed him that hath the power of death, that is the devil, and delivers us from bondage.
Well, I sure hope and pray that these folks trust the Lord Jesus as their own personal Savior.
Well, yes, Randy, and so do I. But I hope they make that decision today, because the enemy may not let them last until they get another chance.
Oh, I guess they should talk to one of us here tonight, right? Today.
That's right. Well, how about you say goodbye, Randy?
Goodbye, Randy.
Say goodbye.
Bye, gang. See you.
Okay, story of David and Goliath, like you've never heard it before. All right, I have a box here. When we started out, we talked to Randy about, and I better stay near the mic, I guess. We talked to Randy about the fact that he was to read his Bible, and he said that there wasn't a whole lot of things in there except good and bad, do's and don'ts. Well, you know, in actual fact, a lot of people think that. A lot of people think that there's not much in the Bible at all. And as we take this,
if I can open them. There we are. We discover that a lot of people don't see anything in the Bible at all. They find it to be empty. Nothing for them. See anything in there? No. But you know what? As we become a Christian, when we become a Christian, when we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, when we... Is this one live? I'm going to walk around a little bit. Oh, it is. Look at that. When we talk about the Lord, when we talk about the Bible, when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, when we realize that we are sinners, and we repent of our sin, we decide that I've sinned. I deserve to die. But the Lord Jesus Christ has already died so that I don't have to die. When we accept that as being for me in a personal way, we decide that we're going to try and live for the Lord Jesus Christ. All of a sudden, when we start to read the Bible, it starts to take on some meaning. And there are all sorts of things in the Bible that we learn. We discover, as we start to learn of these things, we discover that there are some tremendous things in the Bible. And this particular silk reminds me of the Lord Jesus Christ. We discover that He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Purple reminds me of that. The blue down here reminds me that He came from heaven. And the green reminds me that He came to earth. We celebrate that at Christmas, don't we? The fact that He came down to live here amongst men. And so this reminds me of that. And it reminds me that the gold reminds me that He has prepared, He's gone back, and He's preparing a place for me. So that when I die from here, when I leave this scene here, I'm going to go to heaven, to a place that He has prepared or is preparing for me. And the way I get there is through this color here, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the Bible tells me these things. And the Bible tells me about the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, He is the theme of the Bible. But you know, the Bible also tells me something else. The Bible tells me about sin. The Bible tells me that I am a sinner. I do things that are wrong. I do things that God doesn't want me to do. For instance, sometimes I don't obey my parents. Oh, you know the Bible says we're to honor our parents, we're to obey them. Do we do that? When we don't do that, we are sinning. The Bible says that I am not to tell a lie. Sometimes I tell a lie, don't I? The Bible says there are all sorts of things that I should not do. We call them the Ten Commandments. I'm to love God with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my being. I am to love Him more than anything else. Sometimes I don't do that. Sometimes there are other things that I love Him more than that. Right? I'm not to put any gods before me. In other words, the Lord Jesus Christ is to be the only God. He, the Father, and the Holy Spirit, who make up the Trinity, one God, they are to be the only God. You know what? People today have all sorts of gods.
Some of them have sports as a god. Some of them have entertainment as a god. And there are all sorts of different things that people have as gods. All those things are sin when they come into our lives. You see, we are sinners. We sin every day. And so the Bible tells me about that. The filthiness of sin. But you know what? The Bible also says that because of our sin, we deserve to die. And we're going to die. The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. And so sin brings death. But the Lord Jesus Christ, as we've already mentioned, died so that I don't have to die. He shed his blood. And the Bible says that without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sin. And so the Lord Jesus Christ died so that I don't have to die if I put my faith and trust in what he did at Calvary and repent of our sin, of my sin. But if I accept him as my Savior, then we discover that the Bible tells us that he makes us white as snow. He cleanses my heart. He cleans my life and takes my sin away. He forgives my sin. But the Bible also tells me that not only does he do that, but look at this. That has the same colors as that other first one. The same colors are there, but they're in a different pattern. And what I use this one for is to show us that when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, when we ask him to come into our life, he comes in the form of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God comes in, and he is the guarantee that I am a child of God, that I have salvation. He guarantees that. Because he comes to live in my life. So the Bible tells me this. And then the Bible also tells me something else that we referred to. It tells me that he has gone to prepare a place for me. And the gold silk reminds me of that because it reminds me that the Bible talks about the streets of heaven being like gold. Wow. People today are striving to get gold. One day it's going to be so worthless I'm going to walk on it. Streets of gold. Heaven's a tremendous place. Tremendous place. Are you going to go there? If not, there's only one other place for you to go. And that's where the devil is. It's called the lake of fire. I wouldn't want to go there, and I don't want you to go there. But the Lord Jesus Christ died for my sin. And because he died for my sin, I can have my sin forgiven, and I can go to heaven. So can you. I hope you put your faith and trust in him. But we discover why, look at this, there's another one here. We discover a green one. What does green remind us of? Right? What does green remind us of? Grass, somebody said. Yeah. And you know what? Every week at this time of year, we gotta cut that stuff. You know why? Because it's growing. Right? And the Bible tells us that what God wants us to do is to grow. It's interesting, as we listen to the Bible and we read the Bible, we discover that the Bible talks about newborn Christians, people who have just first accepted Jesus as their Savior. And it talks about them feeding on the milk of the Word. Now, what happens when a baby is born? You don't feed it anything, right? Okay? Somebody does, right? It gets milk, doesn't it? And as it gets milk, after a little while, you know, after a little while, all of a sudden it starts to get that mushed up stuff called pablum. Eh? You ever tasted that stuff? My goodness me. But they eat it, don't they? And they grow a little bit more, and then they get that other stuff out of the little wee bottles. Oh, baby food. Ground up stuff. Yeah. And they eat that stuff, and they grow, and then eventually they start eating some of the stuff that you and I eat. Right? And then they get into the good stuff, like the meat and potatoes. Okay? Yeah. And you know, the Bible wants us, it talks about eating the meat of the Word. The older Christians, those who have been Christians a little longer, they're to go along and eat the milk, and then eat a little bit more. It talks about the bread, feeding on the bread, and then eventually the meat. And God wants us to grow. And the way we do that is to feed on the Word of God. To read it. Do you read the Bible every day? Have you read the Bible today? Oh, if you're too small to read, then I hope your parents read it to you. Right? And you grow that way. And as you grow, you start to become more like the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we have the green. You know what? All this is found in the Bible. All of it is found in the Bible. The Bible is not empty. It's got all sorts of things in it. And God wants each of us to read and study the Bible. But before that, before the Bible starts to make sense to us, we need to have the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior so that the Holy Spirit comes in to live in us and He can help us to understand the Bible. Now that's a lot to take in at this point. My prayer is, first of all, that if you have never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, that you will do that. That you will do it today. You know, the Bible doesn't guarantee us tomorrow. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Today is the accepted time. You know, if we go into a graveyard, there are graves there of every age group. Right from the 99-year-old, the 100, over 100, right down to teenagers, right down to children, right down to babies. You see, death can take any one of us at any time. We can only make a decision for the Lord Jesus Christ while we are alive on this earth. And you don't know whether you're going to last tomorrow or not. You need to accept Him right now. And it's our prayer, first of all, that you do that. And when you've done that, it's our hope and prayer that you will study the Word of God and you will grow thereby. May it be so for His glory. Let's pray. Father in heaven, you have challenged us. We have seen through David and Goliath the fact that Jesus came to save us from slavery. He came and was the only one who was able to do that. The slavery of sin. He was able to free us from that. And we know that the Lord Jesus Christ is the only one that can free us from that slavery and from Satan. Help each of these boys and girls, men and women, to understand that and to put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. For those of us who have already done that, we do pray, our Father, that you would help us to learn to grow more like the Lord Jesus Christ by reading our Bible, by praying, by seeking to serve Him. Help us to do that. For your glory, we ask it. We ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.